Blood Sailing America, where my answer today is truth called hate speech by demons. And I'm getting to an email that I got from Simon James from the UK. And the subject line is entitled consult fees. And I want to go through this just to let y'all know the rewards for doing what I do. And this doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it's actually hilarious because this obvious gnashing of teeth tells me I'm right over the target. Okay, so Simon, if that's his real name, starts out by telling me, my consult fees are way over the top. I spoke to someone in the States who had one of your consults, and it cost her nearly $2,000 in products on top of that. What's it worth to reverse your diseases, people? Yeah, pay $11,000 a week to get chemotherapy that's going to kill you. Yeah, do whatever you want. So that was hilarious because, you know, he's all concerned about what I charge for a consult. I don't just develop a protocol for people. I teach them what not to do as well, which will save their life and the life of their family members. So, you know, all of you decide, what's it worth? You know, because especially it's not covered by insurance. Then he goes on to tell me, all I seem to do is suggest homeopathic remedies for any illness, vaccine, or trauma they have ever had. Well, that's how I know that he didn't talk to anybody, because homeopathy is just a small part of my protocol. There's many other parts of the protocol besides homeopathy. And yes, certainly. She could have done that for herself on the internet for free. Go ahead. It only took me 15 years to figure out what I figured out. Go ahead, people. Feel free to do the research for yourself. For free. And spend, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of hours to figure out what I have figured out. He goes on to say that my shows used to be quite informative, but now they just seem to be a platform for a whining old bitch to beg for donations. Your intro takes about 20 minutes, and of course I timed it today with the commercial. It was, I think, 8 minutes. Basically, you selling your wares, the book in progress, consults, PayPal, the list goes on. Like everybody else, I have to make a living. I have to pay bills, and I spend many, many hours on research for my shows as well as doing my shows. And yes, in my opinion, people that do such things should be compensated. Otherwise, why are we doing it? You know, certainly not just to become homeless. I mean, that's kind of self-evident. Because, in case all of you don't know, people like me, hosts on RBN, and actually all other networks, we don't get paid a dime for doing these shows. It's all on us. So there is no reward. It's not like mainstream. You know, people on Fox News that get a few million a year. That's not how it works. Let's see. He tells me it might be better for me to lose a few of my pets and maybe take a cleaning job. Okay. I'll get back to this after the break is over. And we're back. Blood Sailing America, where our answer today is truth called hate speech by demons. And we're getting into that now. In regards to this email from Simon James, as I said before the break, he suggested that I lose a few of my pets who are, you know, my family and take a cleaning job. Okay. But here's where he gave himself away. He told me that most of my guests are hateful people in one respect or another, anti-Jewish or homophobic. Okay? That's where I smell a rotting gefilte fish immediately. Anti-Jewish? No, no, no. I'm not anti-Jewish. I'm anti-demon. I'm anti-evil. I'm anti the people that wrote the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Last sentence of the 10th protocol says, it is indispensable to trouble in all countries the people's relations with their governments so as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, struggle, envy, torture, and the inoculation of diseases. Okay? I'm anti those people. Okay? Those aren't Jewish people. Those are Jews that call themselves Jews. But, you know, it's just amazing how they have to give themselves away. He also said I'm homophobic, which, of course, is ridiculous. I have nothing against homosexual people. I do know from my experience, you know, helping people, that every single person that's ever gotten a consult from me that's homosexual was sexually abused when they were younger. That I do know. That doesn't make me a homophobe. But that anti-Jewish thing, it's like, yeah, okay, thank you, Simon. You just gave yourselves away. Let's see. He finds it very amusing that I'm so tight-lipped when people quote from the holy book, and I never have the guts to tell them that they're talking a load of blank, blank, blank. You know, this guy's got a very dirty mouth. Okay. For someone who claims to want to do good, your shows have a vile and negative undercurrent. Vile and negative. Oh, I see. Reporting the truth, letting people know what the psychopaths are doing is a negative undercurrent. I guess I should be basically telling you to just, you know, take some kind of a supplement that's going to erase your depression magically. You know, take the red pill from the movie The Matrix. Don't deal with reality. Stand up. No, don't stand up. Do nothing. Let them kill you. Kill your parents, kill your children, steal your property, take everything you have. That's the way to go, apparently, according to good old Simon here. So I just had to bring that up because I just found that so hilarious. That first of all, like I said, he's exposing himself because I knew he didn't talk to any of my clients because he's saying that all I do is tell him about homeopathy, which is not true. And, yes, of course, nobody needs to get anybody to help them for anything. You know, eat good food, drink good water, try to breathe clean air if you can. Of course, it's kind of hard with the chemtrails, et cetera, et cetera. That's all you have to do. Your body will heal itself. You don't need me. You don't need anybody. But if you're in the grave, if you got one foot in the grave and you're kind of dying, and especially if you're on all kinds of medications, it may help you to have someone to be kind of like a life coach and teach you what you should do if you want to get well. And if you don't want to pay somebody for their time and trouble to do so, you know, go on the internet. Spend a few years checking it out for yourselves. Anybody's free to do that. But I just want to send Simon a very special message because on my show on Orion yesterday, I was kind of down. Two of my best friends had lost one of their critters. I found out about that in the morning, not to mention the fact that I was basically faced with lemmings, 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 people telling me all kinds of stuff that not only their family was doing, but they themselves. I had met a man who watched both of his parents be killed here in North Carolina in a hospital, Fry. And, of course, you know, the motto of Fry is go to Fry to die. I mean, that's actually what the nurses say, okay? And both of his parents were killed in this hospital. He developed a heart attack. He went to the hospital. They put one of those stents in his coronary artery, which is actually, you know, like a metal straw. And, of course, as oftentimes happens, the straw became dislodged and was cockeyed in the artery, which caused him to have another heart attack. And he went back to the same hospital, same doctor, And the nurse herself asked him, what are you doing here? Like, she couldn't even believe it. In other words, you know, this guy almost killed you, and now you're coming back for more. And this is a situation I deal with all the time. People call me every day. This is one of the biggest problems with the people that I speak to, is that they have to face the fact that their families are brain dead. They're lemmings. They're jumping off the cliff. They won't even check anything out for themselves. If it's covered by insurance, sign me up and let me die. And my whole family is in the same situation. So I understand the pain of that. So how do we develop like an anti-lemming remedy? I don't know. I don't know if that's possible. Unfortunately, most of these people, they just don't have the will to do the right thing, even for themselves or their families. Or I think maybe subconsciously they want to commit suicide because they can smell a gefilte fish. They know that there's something really bad happening. And rather than actually start to open some of those black boxes of vipers, because once you start, you know, asking questions, just like happened with me, after I saw people being killed, euthanized, experimented on, research fraud, that's what caused me to leave the hospitals in the early 1990s. That was before my son was even brain damaged from vaccines. Once I started opening up those doors, it led me to an evil that I could not even have imagined. And a lot of people just would rather, you know, be ignorant. You know the old saying, ignorance is bliss. No, ignorance will kill you. But perhaps you'd rather have that happen than actually open up your eyes and face reality. Because, you know, you have to grow a backbone and, you know, be an adult to face reality. So some people just can't do that. So anyways, okay, anybody want to call in? Please feel free to do so. I love to talk to the listeners. All right, so I discussed this Minion Simon's email. I sure wish you would call in, Simon. I would love to talk to you on the air, but I'm sure you're too much of a coward to do so. Okay, if you go to my website, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, click on the link section on the bottom, you will find a link to where you can sign up for a newsletter that I contribute to every week called the American Survival Newsletter. It's very excellent. There's a number of good writers. And I've been writing columns for this newsletter for about 5 months now. And so I like to talk about the newsletters because, you know, I do all the research for the newsletters, and it's so much work doing these shows and, you know, just trying to find new material and guests and things of that nature. But for people that do not get the newsletter, this is a good opportunity to share some of the information that I talk about in the newsletters. Because, of course, the name of my newsletter, just like my shows, is What's Ailing America. And I will never run out of answers to that question, people, because our government is so corrupt. They are killing us in so many ways, and we're paying for it, that you can't even imagine. So I cover a different issue every week, and I'm trying to reach critical mass to get some of you to face the fact that there is a depopulation agenda, and you are targeted, your children are targeted, your parents are targeted, your pets are targeted. Everything is targeted. Nature itself. 19 species going extinct every day because of these monsters. Okay? So, what are we going to do? Well, we got to get rid of them. There's no other question. I support charging them with treason, hanging them by their necks until dead. And maybe someday the military will wake up and realize that's their job. Anyways, in last week's column, the title of my article was What's Ailing America? Perfumes and Cosmetics. Oh, yes. you may not realize that there is no oversight for the perfume and or cosmetics industry. Not that oversight means a darn thing. We see, you know, the success of the FDA in keeping dangerous drugs and medications and vaccines away from us. It's a revolving door with Big Pharma, so it's not working. But it's even worse with perfumes and cosmetics. Okay, folks, there's music. We'll be back after these messages. And we're back with Healing America. And I just have to say, after hearing these RNA drop commercials, that I do not endorse any products that have commercials on my show. I just need to make that clear. Okay. We have Kim on the line from North Carolina. Are you there, Kim?
I'm here, Dr. Carly. I missed your show earlier. There's so many computer problems, and it just seems like I don't know whether I'm sabotaged or you're sabotaged, or I don't know what's going on, but it is so hard anymore to just get into these shows, you know. They don't stay up on my computer. They keep getting knocked out. I have to keep clicking the mouse and bringing the website back up.
I know.
So it's all very frustrating, and I felt so bad for you yesterday because, I mean, you're right. People are just, most people really don't want to hear the message. They're just, it takes them out of their comfort zone.
Right.
And, but the good news is I ran into a girl who was thinking about going into the nursing program, and I think I just about changed her mind. So we had a good conversation for an hour, and she said, yeah, it's funny. My mother tells me the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was so glad of that, and my daughter, who is a RN, opened up to me and said, you know, Mom, I know I spent all this money going to school and got my RN, and I just, it's getting so I really hate it. I really see what goes on every day, and I don't think I really want to do that for very long. So I was ecstatic. I said, well, you know, you learned a lesson. You spent the money, but you learned a lesson, and now you can actually find work that will really help people. Because I said, you know, when you go in there every day, you're not really helping anyone. You're just following orders. You're giving them drugs. And you're really keeping them coming back in the revolving door.
You're killing them.
Yes,
you're killing
exactly.
Them. Okay.
So, you know,
let me just state that, you know, I would be happy to talk to your daughter. I spent 17 years and hundreds of thousands of dollars becoming a medical doctor and then a surgeon. So nobody knows better than me, you know, how that feels to go through all that and say, uh-oh, looks like I made a mistake.
Yeah.
But both of these individuals can learn how to do what I do, and your husband has experienced the success of doing what I do.
Absolutely.
And so people, you don't have to have a bunch of letters after your name. As a matter of fact, in my opinion, young people today are crazy to go to college.
Yeah.
Our corrupt Congress has made it where you can discharge any debts except for school loans.
Mm-hmm.
So you get sucked into the system, and then you're trapped, and they can chase you down for the rest of your life as you're flipping burgers because you can't get a job as an engineer or whatever.
Okay.
So, you know, this is a scam. People can find a way to do something they like to do, you know, be an apprentice to somebody, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get a quote-unquote degree. Find something you like to do and do it.
Absolutely. I mean, I've always felt that way, but I'm not in the norm. You know, I've always kind of heard my own drum beating, but I've always felt that people should do where their gifts and talents lies. And, you know, our motto is live small so that you can actually do the important things in life so that you don't become burdened down and a slave of debt, because that really is where they want you to be, and that's where everybody goes, because they don't give themselves permission to do anything differently. So, I mean, I was so happy to hear my own daughter say that. And I think she's so ashamed to tell other family members that because they think she's crazy. You know, she's like, oh, I spent $65,000. Because she got a Bachelor of Science earlier and then did an accelerated nursing program at Johns Hopkins. thinking that, oh, she'll have job security. Well, you might have job security, but if you have a conscience, like you say, that's not going to make you feel good every day when you wake up to go to work and realize that you're actually helping people stay ill and kill them.
Right.
So I was happy that she said that. I said, great, that's
right.
What I've always wanted. You know, I said, I knew, and I was hoping that you would see it and be sick of it and quit. You know, and she's like, oh, but my father thinks it's a mistake, and oh, now that's not
my... Who cares? Who cares? Okay, I have to chime in here, because, see,
mm-hmm.
this is where people have to realize who they should be listening to.
Yeah.
If somebody's telling them that they should keep on doing something they know is evil,
yeah.
just because they got a degree and they have a paycheck, why are you listening to that person?
Yeah.
You know, you have to follow your conscience. What else matters? There's nothing else that matters.
This is how children do, though. I mean, they see one parent with one opinion, and she, you know, Bryn is from my first marriage, and, you know, her father was he had drug dogs at a prison and was a lieutenant, so he's all into that. And, you know, and he thinks, no, you need that job and you need your 401k. I said, Bryn, you're not going to have your 401k if you do have one. And if you have a lot of money in the bank, you better get it out. And you don't want to do a job that you know now. You have a conscience and you know that it's harming people. So follow the dictates of your conscience. Not what other people say. They don't matter. They're enslaved in their debt, and they think that's just the way to go. So, you know, I'm just ecstatic that your heart is speaking to you.
Right. Okay, please stay on the line, Kim. We're going to break. We'll be right back. I'd like to comment on a couple things you said. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, and we have Kim on the line from North Carolina. Before I continue our conversation about your nurse daughter, Kim, I'm just curious, how close are you to the Frankenstorm, or what's going on in your neck of the woods?
We're not close because we're way up in the northwestern corner of North Carolina. We're 3,100 feet up in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Okay.
So we're just supposed to get a little rain and snow possibly the next couple of days, and then it'll be back in the 50s, I think, Thursday mm-hmm. or Friday. Well, that's good, but we've got a lot of family out on the peninsula of Maryland, so I'm trying to keep in touch with what's going on there, so that doesn't look too good for them, and then a cousin up in Jersey along the coast, so.
Yeah, they're predicting $3 billion worth of damage, so.
Isn't it amazing how they can just conveniently predict
amazing?
Something?
How they know these things? Yeah.
Well, I think they're pushing the buttons, don't you?
Of course. Okay, let's turn the harp towers this way. And
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's right.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that people don't ask themselves some of that question, like, how do these people on the weather channels, how do they predict all these things that actually happen?
Yeah, it's very blatant because you can see a difference between the news years ago and the news now. It's all so selective. It's all heavily monitored, and they over-dramatize the little things, and you don't hear the real things, and it's just become so blatant that if you can't see that, I guess you're really not looking for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's trauma. You know, let's tell people about all these heinous things that are being talked about in the news, like this police
mm-hmm.
officer in New York City that's cooking women and eating them. I mean...
Do
we have to know these things? But
yeah.
I'm bringing it up because I want people to face, first of all, what's really going on, because why would somebody do something like that? Obviously, he's a Manchurian candidate, or they did something to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why is this the kind of stuff that's always put in our face? It's kind of obvious. It's a whole problem.
There's so much going on at one time, and isn't it interesting how it's just about election time, you know?
Yeah.
This is very big distractions everywhere for something that they're really plotting and planning. So whenever I see something, I've trained myself to look the other way because there's always something bigger where they're not telling you.
Right.
Always.
Well, not that the elections mean a darn thing, because
no, they
they're
going
to pick whoever they want.
They only
however,
mean something to the brain dead, basically.
Yeah, this will
That's
give
it.
Them an excuse maybe to cancel the elections. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
To do something they've never done before. Because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, Washington, D.C. is supposedly in the path of this Frankenstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And why else would they aim the target at themselves unless they had some agenda for doing so?
Exactly. Exactly.
But I wanted to ask you more about your daughter now. Has she confided in you anything that she's seen that has forced her to face reality? Like, has she talked about, you know, doctors giving her orders to give people, you know, mismatched blood transfusions or morphine and overdoses or anything like that? Has she seen anything like that as far as she's told you?
No, she's one that she keeps things inside until they completely erupt. She's not told me anything to that degree, but what she does say is she sees how doctors cover for each other, and you know how they do question why people do get certain things, but yet they're too scared to ask. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And she just says, I realize that no one is getting well coming in the emergency rooms. And she said, I'm just really starting to hate it. And I said, well, you know, and she hasn't even been an RN for a full 2 years. So
right.
My answer was, what took you so long? You know, because, and my cousin had said the same thing. She had worked in the emergency room for quite some time and had thought of being a doctor. And she's a very brilliant girl. And she said, after what I saw, I got out of it. And she got into foot reflexology and chiropractic and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, it just takes some people a while to see it. But, you know, I said, don't ever be ashamed that you went to school and you spent the money. I said, honey, you learned something from this. It's not
right.
what people think. It is not what people think. Medicine
well,
is sorcery. And
right.
natural healing is what we are always have supposed to have done, always.
But not only that, you see, if she decides to go the natural way to learn how to do my protocol or whatever else she decides to do, that knowledge will help her help people that have been in the system.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I always say my medical degree was very valuable because
yeah.
I know what they're doing.
Exactly.
And so that helps me undo what they're doing, and that's a very important, you know, set of knowledge to have because oftentimes, you know, the drugs that people are taking, I've said it on my show before, I've had a few people that have been on like 25 different drugs at the same time.
Oh, yeah, well, she sees that all the time. You know, you'll have people in there, older people with heart attacks and all the different things that they're on, And I said, and tell me something. I said, verify this. Because when I worked for a chiropractor, I used to take histories. And I would say 70% of the women were on SSRIs. I said,
mm-hmm.
do you find that that's so? She said, oh, at least. At least, you know. I said, so you see, you know, if the way the world tells you to go is so great, then why is everyone so depressed? It just
well,
doesn't
what?
Add up.
One reason they're so depressed is because maybe they see what's going on in the world. So I have a problem with that label depression to begin with. In my opinion, people that are depressed are oftentimes people that are waking up and saying, uh-oh, our country is pure evil and we're paying for our own destruction. But, of course, antidepressants cause depression, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure they do.
So it's all garbage, and that's
yeah.
what people have to realize.
But it's just so amazing. And she knows that natural things work. I think she was just fighting so hard to stay in the principle of what she's learned. But now, you know, you reach a point, and I'm sure you did, where you didn't want to believe it was that bad. But something pushed you over the edge. And, you know, like I said, she hasn't told me anything really deep like that. But then again, my child isn't one to really go into her feelings at all. She's very reserved there. She she really takes after her dad's side of the family. They don't talk. Everything's swept under the carpet, you know. My side of the family, we talk. We're opinionated, and we talk. And so, and she knows that the natural things are good because her husband had Lyme's disease a year and a half ago, and, of course, he went the wrong route, did the antibiotics. But then he also went to an herbalist, and he also did some homeopathics.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to talk to her about that because I've sent her your site several times. She said she looked at it briefly, but she said, I just don't even have the time to do what I, you know, to really read and learn, you know, with this 12-hour nursing shifts and being pregnant. And I said,
well, the one thing I do hope, and you have a copy of my DVD that explains my diagrams, that you make her a copy of that, send her the diagrams, which people can also access on my website. There's no excuse for not taking a couple hours to do that.
I know.
Because that will basically show her, you know, the cause of all disease. I mean, I've described the cause of all disease. It's self-evident. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. And at least, you know, you're not pushing her because, you know, this generational, you know, fight that always happens between parents and children,
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously, you're letting her come to you, which is very good, and just let her know that the door is open, and if she ever wants to discuss it, and I'd be happy to talk to her as well,
mm-hmm.
and tell her what I've seen, and why I gave up everything that I worked so hard to do, because if you have a conscience, you cannot participate in evil.
No.
And not to mention the fact, let me ask you this, so she's pregnant, she's working in a hospital. Have they tried to tell her she needs to get a flu vaccine?
Well, I said, you know, they're going to make you, and I don't know what she has done or what she has told them. She doesn't tell me too much. She will only tell me something when she's ready.
Okay.
It's like pulling teeth to get a lot of info out of her. I don't know why, because she was never like that as a little girl. We were very close, you know, we did talk a lot, and I've always tried to make sure I don't, you know, the last thing you want to do is pound something into your kids and make them run the other way. I don't
right.
feel like I ever did that, but I will always tell her when I don't agree with something.
Right.
You know, we have issues with the tattoos and that kind of stuff. I said, from a health standpoint, none of that is good for you, and your kids need to look into what they're putting in those needles, what kind of ink. I said, because there's nothing good in it. So you need to know that this is not, it's not just a matter of your parents don't like the art, if you can call it that, all over your body, which I hate it. I never did like them. And I said, you need to realize what is in it, what the possibilities are. I mean, for one, you've got, it's really bad metal, and it's, you've got meridians, you've got lymph nodes, and there's all kinds of things. Plus, you don't know what they're sneaking into this ink. My God, they might have chips in there, you know?
Right. Well, I've covered
they're
that.
They're identifiers, basically.
I've covered that in previous newsletters as well.
Mm-hmm.
That, in fact, the tattoo ink industry is not regulated at all.
Right.
In fact, there's all kinds of levels of heavy metals in there, which are going to make you more susceptible to electromagnetic attacks and all kinds of other things.
Yep.
Everything they're doing is harming us, and people think because something is sold on the market, it must be approved, it must be monitored by some agency. No, it's not. It's not. And, it's very disturbing. Not to mention the chakras and the meridians of the body that are interfered with piercings. That's another
right.
big problem. Yes.
Right. And she's very aware of that because she's also, she does medical massage, sports massage, and she learned all those things from people who really are into natural health. So, you know, I always wanted her to go that way, but you just can't make them do what they don't want to do. So you just have to wait and really just keep giving them the information. And I've sent her links to your lecture on YouTube as well. I said, take the time, listen to it. I doubt she has because she just says, I just don't have time right now.
Yeah, but if you make her, you can make a copy of the DVD for her.
Yeah.
It's not copyrighted. You can copy it. If you send it to her with the handouts, it's a lot easier to, you know, stick something into the DVR.
Mm-hmm.
player instead of having to watch it on the internet.
Right, but I mean, I am so thankful for all the things that I have learned from you, because that was the area I've always been open to my whole life, you know. And it's funny, the two things I was always afraid of as a child were hospitals and churches. I mean, as a toddler, they were the two things. My mother used to take me up to the hospital to pick up her paycheck, because she was a nurse, and we would get to the front door, and I would feel like I had to pass out, and she would always make me sit down, put my head between my knees, and say, "What's the matter? Every time we come up here, you get sick."
All
right. So I think it must be an omen or something, but I don't know. But the good news is that there are people, the younger people, I see much more of a wake-up call in the people in their 20s. I had run into a guy at the gym. He's a huge power lifter. He must weigh about 325, huge. He is aware of everything that's going on, everything. I mean, you name it, any area, and he knows. And I thought, wow, you know, that's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
All right.
To the young people. But to any listener, I know most of your listeners out there are listening because they agree and they like to keep learning, and you come out with such great information, but... You know, my heart goes out to how down that you can get, and I know that because there's always an assault on people that put so much information out, and you know, they don't want competition. They don't want people to wake up, but I have such great admiration and affection for you, and I just think it's terrible the way that you've been treated. I think it's awful.
Well, that's why I had to bring up this Simon from the UK today. I mean, I'm obviously not doing what I do to become wealthy. I was making very good money as a surgeon. If that's what I cared about, I'd still be doing that. I'm not looking to make friends because mostly you make enemies when you tell the truth. But you have to tell the truth if you have a conscience. And, you know, the good news is I am finding people that do have a conscience, and that's really great, and that makes me happy and it keeps me going. But obviously, you're a very good mother to your daughter, and I think slowly she's going to open her eyes. You just give her, you know, a few handouts here and there and say, oh, check this out, check that out, especially before she has this poor baby.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping that she'll... realize that vaccinating the child is the worst thing she could possibly do.
Well, I've sent her myriads of stuff, and, you know, she has met some people that don't vaccinate them, and I'm really grateful that she's met them, because younger people will have more influence, I'm sure. And I'm glad she's having a home birth.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and I sent her the CDC schedule for vaccinations, and I said, see how insane it is? This is what they're doing. I said, I can't believe they're giving them the hepatitis B at birth. You know, I said, it used to be, you know, years ago, babies didn't get vaccinated right away. It's all bad enough, and there is no good time. I know that, because it's poison. And, yeah, she wasn't even aware that they gave them a hepatitis B at birth. I said, there it is, on the CDC schedule. So, you know, I said, they want to kill you. They want to get rid of you as quick as they can. I mean, we're on a violent slow kill. And we have to reverse it and give them a violent quick kill, because it's just terrible.
We have to just say no. We have to just say no. We know what you're doing. We're not going to go along with our own destruction, period. And I hope if she's doing a home birth that she's not getting a Social Security number or a birth certificate.
She won't tell me. I told her, do it under the radar, because, you know, if you get those things, then they know your baby exists and they want to control and dictate everything. I said, this is why
we have
to... No, then
they own your baby.
Yeah, they do. They basically... Yeah. You're actually on the stock exchange on your social certificate.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that. You are a certain amount of money on the stock exchange.
Right.
And when you're not, when you don't get the... I mean, if I had it to do all over, I would have never gotten any of that. You know, I'm just glad I didn't vaccinate, but I still got the, you know, the other stuff. But,
well, we didn't know any better, but now the information's available. Okay, thank you so much for calling, Kim. We have Bill on the line from Idaho. I'll bring him on in the break, after the break. Thank you so much for your contribution and for spreading the word, as you're doing. It's very important.
Or are in the water you drink day to day.
And we're back with the last segment of What's Ailing America. We have Bill on the line. Are you there, Bill?
Yes, good afternoon. Such a supreme honor. Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
Go ahead.
Yes, it's such a supreme honor. Sad. Sad. Sad honor, but nonetheless supreme. I would mention, just for your audience's benefit, certainly for Johnny, he could get to monitor King Johnny for President at Hotmail.com or have him as a guest. It'll only corroborate more of your evidentiary strand. This is from Army Research Laboratory. The number on it is ARLTR1520, February 19, 1998. It's got a contract number on it. It's a 3D holographic display using strontium, barium, neopate. And, you know, it's good old tax money at work, probably sitting on the shelf. But nonetheless, three-dimensional holographic projection in air, as well as skull to six cranial. It is truly amazing that they would find the need to demonstrate this technology or have it in the ready to be demonstrated. Christy A. Hyde is primary. Gregory J. Salamo is the last on the research paper. Nonetheless, considering everything that you've documented, it still goes back to whatever we can possibly glean from history. If you had a chance to take a look at An Eye for an Eye by John Sack?
No.
Miss Deanna was nice enough to bring it to our attention. It was Lola Potok, P-O-T-O-K, out of World War II, a tragedy of history that would see the effects of a totalitarian, mindless machine that would devour people and souls all over the world during World War II. She happened to survive. Find it interesting, considering the contract number and contracting agency for Mr. Wetteroute, that it would be ultimately the history's telling that during and throughout the end of World War II, right into the Cold War, very well matched as a parallel op, that she would have survived long enough to be a subcontractor for Howard Hughes in the manufacturing, military, congressional, industrial complex. Now, I was wondering, considering all of what you are well aware of and all the players that would be those that would say they were Jews but ultimately were not and wished to murder entire continents of populations, the highest of war crimes.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're dealing with. Exactly.
I was wondering, it's a difficult topic for so many, and yet at the same time has to be considered with the ultimate victory of the constitutionally appropriate republic, that these war criminals will become incarcerated with their very own little bracelets, pink or not.
Exactly. And make sure they get all their vaccinations. It's humanity versus the psychopaths. Okay, I'm sorry, we're out of time, Bill. Thank you so much for calling in. And we'll be back next week, folks. Spread the word about the show. And stay away from the Frankenstorm. Bye-bye.
It's true.